Here's a thought I'll title, Photography is a Personal Thing. One of the most interesting photography books I've seen in a long time is by gallery owner Peter Fetterman, and is titled The Power of Photography. If you've not seen this book, I would definitely recommend it. It's a fascinating project. Fetterman has been a collector and gallery owner for decades, and he selected 120 images from his collection for an exhibition, which I happened to see over at the Fenimore Museum near Cooperstown, New York. And it was fascinating. All original prints, and as you can imagine, 120 of them, very impactful, by the best names in photography. This is from Fetterman's personal collection. But there were two things about this project that captivated me beyond just the wonderful photography there was to see. Every image included an inspirational quote, which I'll be talking about more in the future, because they contain some fascinating ideas about photography and the creative process. And you know I love good quotes, so I can't resist the idea of piggybacking on the quotes in Fetterman's book. But the other part about it that really caught my attention is that with every image there was a paragraph or two, not much more than that, where Fetterman describes his appreciation for the print, what he liked, what moved him, what motivated him to want to own it and collect it and now exhibit it. And what struck me was how photography is such a personal thing. Beauty in the eye of the beholder, of course, we all know. But Fetterman's comments, particularly in the world of thumbs up, thumbs down, like, don't like that we live in now with Instagram and whatnot, Fetterman's comments were deeper than that. They explored his personal reaction to the image and why he felt the way he did, which was sometimes very different from my own reaction, but that in itself was fascinating. Fortunately, all the text that accompanied each image in the Fenimore Museum presentation is in the book, and that's one of the reasons I want to recommend this book to you, because it really is a fascinating read with lots of great creative ideas. What Fetterman's done is very close to what I've done with my series at Lenswork Online called Looking at Images, where again, it's a personal reaction to the image and what I see and sharing, which you may or may not see or even agree with. That's not what counts. And similarly with Fetterman's book and exhibition, there were some comments that I thought missed the mark. But that's okay. We're not all supposed to agree. Because, for obvious reasons, we're all individuals. We all bring to every photograph our own personal history, our likes and dislikes, our predispositions. But that's one of the things that makes Fetterman's comments so useful and so interesting, as he points out a different point of view, a personal point of view that maybe never occurred to us. So it's a great way to expand our thinking about these individual images. Like I say, there's 120 of them, so it's quite a project to get through all of them, which I haven't done yet. I'm still working my way through them. But the book is so good, I thought I'd just give it a thumbs-up recommendation. If you're looking for something that will inspire you and help you think more clearly about your own photography, the expertise, experience, and wisdom that Peter Fetterman brings to this book can be a wonderful aid in our own creative process. And in case it's not available in your local bookstore, it is available from Amazon.com, The Power of Photography by Peter Fetterman, that's Fetterman, published by ACC Art Books. And if you happen to live within driving distance of the Fenimore Museum in Cooperstown, New York, this is an exhibition I would highly recommend. All original prints, every conceivable format you can imagine. And of course, seeing the original prints has one significant advantage over the book, which is that some of the prints are quite large, which of course is a characteristic that can't be included in a book publication. But some of them are also quite small. I was fascinated, for example, with a beautiful split-tone image by Olivia Parker that was probably 3 inches by 4 inches or something like that. I don't think it was as big as 4x5. A beautiful image. But it's actually reproduced larger in the book because the image is printed in the book to fill the page. So it's bigger than the original. which was sort of interesting. But anyway, lots to see in this exhibition if you get a chance to do so. As I recall, the exhibition will be up through September 1st in 2025. And I'm recording this in mid-August, so you've got a couple of weeks. If you happen to be close enough to Cooperstown, New York, stop by the Fenimore Museum and see this absolutely stunning display of original prints, 120 images from 120 different photographers. It's a very unique opportunity to see some great work.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.